Maggie Raymond, Associated Fisheries of Maine. I want to thank the committee for bringing this motion forward. I, excuse me, was unable to attend the last Groundfish Committee meeting. I particularly want to thank the NIMS representative on the committee who was reported to me by industry, worked really hard to just help support this motion going forward. 10 years ago, I came before this council on behalf of Associated Fisheries of Maine and spoke in favor of closing these areas. We were the only industry group to do that at the time, and as you can imagine, we were quite unpopular, especially once they got closed to scallopers as well. But we really believed that these closures would produce some significant changes in the status of the resource. So we have seen some of that with haddock, but unfortunately, we haven't seen it with any of the other stocks. So in particular, in the Gulf of Maine, where these closures came in later to protect Gulf of Maine cod, we don't see that they have produced that desired result. So in some ways, you know, we regret supporting these closures, because now it's 18 years. 18 years. What are we waiting for? What? When are we going to realize that we have to do something different? As others have said, the hard tack is the control. If not this, then what? What is the options for the industry? What do we bring more fish across the dock? How do we pay our bills? How do we support the infrastructure? How do we feed our families? This is an opportunity to bring more fish across the dock. That's what we need to do. We need to a lot of concern about effort inshore by larger boats. This moves larger boats, medium-sized boats offshore. In fact, in some ways, I don't think this motion goes far enough, because it doesn't provide any relief from the rolling closures for some of the small boats. This is very limited here. As Vito said, 5 miles on the Western Gulf of Maine closed area. 5 miles. The other areas on Georgia's are seasonal access. There's a very small opportunities here in terms of access to areas that have been closed for a very long time. It's a one-year plan, 1 year. Sector operations plans are for 1 year. We'll have the opportunity to see if it is fruitful, if it does provide more fish across the dock. We believe that the sector operations, part of what this sectors was all about was supposed to be about opportunities for co-management, and that's what we've done. As Vito said, we went into this kicking and screaming, but we've made it work. We're trying to make it work, but we need access to the resource in order to continue to make it work. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to this. I urge you all to fully support this going forward. Let's get the analysis. Let's make a good decision in November. Thank you.